Kid News fans, are you looking for your next new adventure? There's a brand new podcast out now we think you and your family are going to love. It's called Mysteries About True Histories. Here's a preview.
From the creators of Who Smarted and Starglow Media comes a podcast full of mystery, adventure,
time travel and riddles,
and secret
math.
Get ready to listen, laugh, and learn with Mysteries About True Histories every Thursday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning and welcome to Kid News. I'm Kim. Today is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. And we begin with an NBA basketball star having a little fun before his team's first round playoff game. Denver Nuggets' Nikola Jokic showed up to the game Saturday night dressed as Gru from the Despicable Me movies, down to the character's signature wraparound striped scarf. The two-time NBA MVP appeared to don the costume to tease his upcoming role in Despicable Me 4, where, according to the AP, he seeks therapy because the minions think he's their boss. Nikola said he loves the cartoon and just wanted to have a little bit of fun. His team capitalized on the moment, posting on social, "Going to play basketball or going to steal the moon?" The Nuggets beat the Lakers 114-103. No word yet on whether Nikola will bring back Gru for future games. A bumbled accident involving bees led scientists to make a remarkable discovery. The study from the journal Biology Letters described how Canadian researchers accidentally flooded the enclosure of some hibernating queen bees and were surprised to find the insects survived. The team then decided to test the outcome on 143 more bees, and despite some of them staying underwater for up to a week, they had the same survival rate as the dry ones. Scientists say the study suggests when needed, hibernation can protect the bees from drowning by slowing down their respiratory system and oxygen intake. As one scientist described it, these bees effectively go on energy saver mode. It's primary day in Pennsylvania, a swing state that may prove crucial in determining the outcome of November's general election. However, voters there and all over the country appear less than excited about their choices. According to an NBC News poll, the share of voters who say they have high interest in the 2024 election has hit a nearly 20-year low at this point in the race. The poll shows most people hold negative views of both presidential candidates, and that only 64% of voters say they care a lot about the election, much lower than the 77% who said the same in 2020. The same poll found in a head-to-head race, Mr. Trump leads President Biden by a narrow margin, but when third-party candidates, including Robert F. Kennedy Jr., are added in, the race slightly leans toward Mr. Biden. Fresh off the solar eclipse, we're in for another astronomical wonder this week. At 7:48 p.m. Eastern tonight, April's full moon, called the Pink Moon, will rise. Despite its name, it won't really appear pink to our eyes, but will be golden color near the horizon and fade to a bright white, according to the old Farmer's Almanac. The pink moon gets its name from one of the first flowers to bloom in spring, called the creeping phlox or moss phlox. According to NASA, it's also known as the sprouting grass moon, egg moon, and among some Native American tribes, the fish moon, because its rise corresponds with the time of the year a fish called the American shad swims upstream to spawn or lay eggs. The NFL draft is this week, and hopefully some up-and-coming Super Bowl winners can learn from Jason Kelce's mistake. The retiring Eagle lost his Super Bowl 52 ring in an unusual place, a pool of chili. According to CNN, it happened at the Great Lumbaby Games, a live show Jason hosts with his brother Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, in which teams compete in ridiculous games. In one, participants wade through pools of chili searching for fake Super Bowl rings tied to socks. Unfortunately, one was not fake, the ring Jason won with the Eagles in 2018. "We still have yet to find it," Jason said. "I think we can safely assume that my Super Bowl ring is now in a landfill someplace in the Cincinnati tri-state area." Even a metal detector had no luck wading through the mess of chili, spaghetti, and cheese. Travis said he has little sympathy for his brother, given he willingly put such a precious item into a large tub of chili. Jason is asking his insurance company to cover the cost and is hoping to have a new one made. It's just a hunk of metal. They can do that, right? Guess we're gonna find out. Still ahead, it's a new ball of yarn for feline film stars. But first, today's Kid News Quiz. What character did Nikola Jokic dress as for his first round NBA playoff game? Gru from Despicable Me. According to an accidental study, how long can some bees survive underwater? Up to a week. Which state is holding its presidential primary today? Pennsylvania. What did former Eagles star Jason Kelce lose in a pool of chili? His Super Bowl 52 ring. In today's Kid News Kicker, we're used to doggy divas, but cats are now clawing their way to the top of Hollywood's hot list. According to The Hollywood Reporter, movie makers are casting cats in dramatic roles in live-action films now more than ever. The shift is unusual because cats are notoriously hard to train and are usually passed over for all but the smallest of roles. However, improved cat training, adorable cat TikTok and Instagram videos, and the popularity of a video game about a cat called Stray are all contributing to a kitten craze. Cats are more expressive than people tend to give them credit for, said one director. People say that shot looks fake, and I'm like, no, no, that was real. Films and shows currently featuring felines include The Marvels, Argylle, and the Netflix series Ripley. Before we go, shout-outs to our Kid News classrooms. Miss Wiley's Taco Cats at Hiawatha School in Hiawatha, Iowa. Mrs. Markey's team at St. Catharines in Morgan Hill, California. And Mrs. Elton's Tigers at Park School in Hutchinson, Minnesota. Thanks for listening. Please rate, review, subscribe, and share Kid News with all your friends and family. And we'll see you back here for more Kid News tomorrow morning.